James Williams Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level.
Welcome back. Or just welcome. Could be your first episode. Welcome back. Or welcome to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Well done for tuning in. You're 10% there. You're just going to get through the rest of the episode, and then we did it. So that's cool. Today's episode is the most common traits of the million-dollar agent. I was recently speaking at a fantastic office, and this was a request for me to go through what I thought were the most common traits of the million-dollar agent, which I think is an interesting title because I think the million-dollar agent is probably now the $2 million agent, if that makes sense. I think there's a lot more agents riding a mill now than there were 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whenever. Anyway, the most common traits of the very successful real estate agent. These are just the ones that I notice amongst the agents that I've coached and coach. There are others, no doubt, but these are the most common from my research and perspective. So, number one, they have a morning routine to create the energy and the discipline that they need. They're not all part of the 5 a.m. club, or they don't do ice baths or F45 in the morning, but they've figured out some sort of routine that gets them up and going and creates the energy and the discipline they need to execute the day. I think this is the most common trait of highly successful people. I'm not saying every single successful person does it, but I think you'll find that most of them have developed some sort of habitual routine which they know works well for them. And it's certainly the case with high-performing agents that I've worked with. The demand for them to be switched on and the energy they need, they just require it. It's a game changer. I think episode 1 and episode 100 are both about the morning routine of this podcast. So you can go check them out if you want to do a deeper dive. The second most common trait is the consistent outbound activity. Hey, these aren't exciting ones, I get it, but it might be what you need to know, not what you want to hear. You cannot have consistent income without consistent outbound activity. The most common trait is that I believe that once an agent gets to that point, they have usually ridden the peaks and troughs, whatever. They've gone through the peaks and troughs of real estate sales and income enough where they don't want to go through it anymore. They start protecting time every day to prospect. And usually, I mean, you probably already heard this. If you haven't, it's the mornings. But however they do it, they drive consistent outbound activity in regards to prospecting, which is building relationships and having conversations, either on the phone or face-to-face, and marketing, building brand awareness through their marketing. They have consistent outbound activity. The third most common trait for a million-dollar agent is they run a functioning database. It's hilarious. It's not hilarious. It sort of, I think you get what I mean. It's like I go around the country and I'll ask rooms of hundreds of agents. And the amount of agents that actually have a functioning database, I would suggest it's less than 5% of agents. I know it is from my experience and my exposure to agents. They run a functioning database. I was very lucky in real estate. I was very blessed to have a very unique upbringing, being mentored by Phil Harris and working in a highly, you know, systemized and structured and disciplined team. I just was running a CRM from day one, Complete Data. Lee Woodward is a fantastic CRM, and you know, all of Lee's systems we were running with, and I never knew any difference. So I was very, very lucky with the amount of agents that don't embrace a database and it makes their life incredibly difficult. This is another common trait. They've got all their past clients, their past appraisals, all their contacts. They've got clean data. They've got tasks or trails attached. They've got notes against the contact. And you know, these contacts are being managed in their CRM, a client relationship manager. It's managing the relationships of their clients and it's doing it for them. You know, I often talk about if you went back to the 70s and you showed an agent who was selling from a roller deck, if you know what that is, little cards in like an alphabetically sorted, you know, anyway, if you told them that there was this computer in, you know, in 10, 15 years time, or whenever it would be, 20, 30 years time, and it would be able to remember all of their contacts and remind them exactly when to call them and everything that a CRM does. It would blow their mind. They would love it. But for some reason, agents don't. But hey, this is a common trait. So the next common trait is they know their numbers. They know their numbers. I think you will see this in all walks of life. If somebody is succeeding in an area of their life, they usually know their numbers because they're proud of them. And if they're not succeeding, they usually don't know their numbers. You know, the person who is not hitting their fitness goals or weight goals or financial goals probably won't know what they weigh, or won't want to know what they weigh, or won't know how much money's in their bank account. Whereas, you know, the other end of that is that somebody who is does. Even if you're not happy with your numbers, knowing them can motivate you to take better action and make better decisions. But that is definitely a trait. They know their average commission. They know their strike rate in listing appointments. They know how many sales they've got to get. They know how many listing appointments they've got to get, most probably each week. You know, they track their numbers and they know them. The next trait, they invest in personal growth and building their brand, usually very comfortable investing in marketing to promote their name and their brand, and they see the value in that. They go to the conferences, they potentially have a coach, they see the value in investing in themselves, would be a better way to say that. The next trait. And I think the last one, and as I said, there would have been more. There are more. There definitely are more. But the last one is they are highly goal-driven. And you might be thinking, yeah, well, obviously, and it is kind of obvious, but it's just something that I can tell you that I have observed. They're very specific about the goals they want to achieve. They usually review those goals. They talk about those goals. They share those goals with people. They don't just write them down once a year and then put them in the drawer and forget them. Yeah, they are highly goal-driven and usually very descriptive and specific about the goals that they want to achieve. And they're it. So, you know, depending on where you are in your career, a good question to ask is, you know, does that sound like you? Are there any ones there? Were there any things that I listed that you're not doing? Because you could probably be confident that if you were to do those things, you would be walking towards the direction of being a highly successful real estate agent or $1 million or $2 million agent yourself. Obviously, there would be others. As I said, this isn't this is like the ultimate checklist of everything that you need to do, but they are the most common traits that I have observed, that the high performing agents seem to share in common. And, you know, I hope that they are helpful for you. Maybe they are a reminder of some things that you know you want to be doing or had been doing and stopped doing, or maybe you weren't sure of them and they've shone some light on that for you. However they help, I just hope that it's helpful for you, and I hope that you can implement what you need to implement to go ahead and have your best year in real estate yet. If you are wanting the support and training and tools to help you do that, please, if you haven't already, visit jameswilliams.coach and just have a look at the entire training solution that we've created for you. It's, yeah, designed for the modern agent, bite-sized training sessions covering, I think, all the areas of real estate that need to be covered to enjoy great success. And, you know, when you visit that, you'll see some agents and some testimonials of agents that have utilized it to fall into this category of $1 million and $2 million agents. So I hope it can be helpful for you too. That's jameswilliams.coach. And of course, I will speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.